of the surgery, started working out, was feeling good, feeling absolutely no pain. And, you know, our thought was he will probably be out for the series, and then it just kept moving up. We talked about this would get to a six game next Thursday, possibly playing him then. Then it moved up to possibly playing him Monday. And he went through a workout yesterday because he really wanted to play tonight. He didn't want to work until Monday. And we talked about it and went through some two-on-two full court yesterday during practice and felt no pain, but the conditioning was really bad. Basically, I said, no, you're not ready. He was okay with it. We left. And then it was phone calls all night. You know, I talked to him again. He wanted to play bad. Last night I called him and talked to him and told him, you didn't look like he was ready to go. I didn't feel he was ready to go. There was no pain in the knee. So he texted me back about 8 o'clock last night. He said, Coach, I think I should play. I called Kevin about 11 o'clock when I got the text and told Kevin. And at that time, we had to get Mr. Allen. I felt like we needed to get our owner involved in this. And we talked about that. We talked about it this morning. And right before the game, after talking to our doctors and our trainer and Brandon, we agreed to let him go. He would have been really bothered if he didn't have the opportunity to play in this game. And he was not going to play in this game.
So there wasn't any gamesmanship going on with that?
Oh, it was back and forth. It's been back and forth all night long and all during the morning. And, I just felt like we, as an organization, needed to make this decision. Not based on me. But Brandon was so good. Our doctors were okay to let him go as far as what he, his response to treatment and what he was feeling. I just asked him how did he feel. Said he felt great. And, it really worked out for us. I thought it lifted our team tonight. We wanted to keep him around 20, 25 minutes. And he was close to that.
Nate, obviously Brandon, 10 points, but when did the team find out he was going to play, and what did it mean to the team to have him come out there?
We actually, I went through the meeting, and the team broke, and then I came back, and after talking with Kevin and Mr. Allen, decided we're going to let him go, so they didn't know until we were walking out, but he did go through walkthrough yesterday. I had him out there with five, so kind of thought that he may play. So it was back and forth, and the decision was made basically when the guys were leaving the locker room.
What did he give? What did he think he brought to this tier team?
Well, knowing that he's going to be out there, I thought our guys, they were ripped. You could see them, upbeat and like, let's go. You know, we got our main guy back, and knowing that he was out there, just being out there, I thought our guys, were calm. I thought we played the game that we needed to play to win.
Please raise your hand if you have a question.
Did you feel like you guys had momentum down in the series?
Yeah, well, we finally got to playing basketball, scrapping, and I thought we matched their intensity, which we've been talking about the last two games, and challenged them. I felt like we were the aggressors. That's a really good team. You know, Nash is just unbelievable as far as, taking advantage of situations on the offensive end of the floor. And, they made plays, but though we played with a lot of confidence tonight, we didn't look tight, but the execution was there, the defense was good, and it was a 48-minute game that we played tonight.
Coach, can you talk about LaMarcus' game on offense and also putting Nicholas on Steve Nash in the fourth quarter?
I thought LaMarcus responded you know, like we needed him to respond tonight. Big game. He showed up and got into the paint. I thought the physical play that they've been playing the last two games, he had a calmness about him tonight. It didn't rattle him. And he stayed with getting post position, fighting for post position. The double teams didn't rattle him tonight. I thought he did a good job of stretching the double teams and finding our guys on the weak side. And just, you know, play a poised game down in the post.
What did you expect from Brandon, and what did you get? And the second question, did it remind you of a certain game you played against the Bulls, a certain game?
Yeah, you know, all of these things went through my head, and, you know, you're thinking about the risk of him re-injuring himself, coming back, you know, some would say too soon. But our doctors, you know, who did the surgery, know what kind of surgery he did, and didn't feel like Brandon could hurt himself. Brandon didn't feel any pain in all of his workouts. And the only thing he felt was just, you know, badly out of shape. But I thought about myself when I played in the finals, and guys play with serious injuries. You know, I think about Kobe with a broken finger. And I remember, you know, no one was concerned about me when I had back spasms and couldn't walk, and, you know, I mean, so there are guys who, at this time, you know, Nicholas was probably in a worse situation than Brandon, with his shoulder possibly being able to be dislocated. So it was, you know, it was a bigger risk for Nicholas to be out there than Brandon. So guys are playing with it. We have to listen to Brandon. I was listening to the doctors. But I felt like everybody needs to get involved on this decision.
Did he exceed your expectations?
He was good. And, you know, rusty, a little rusty, but he had some big shots down the stretch. And just having him out on the floor, you have to defend a little different with Brandon being on the floor with L.A., Nicholas, and Miller.
Well, one last question.
With Brandon coming back, so sitting after surgery, and making those shots down the stretch, would you think that people soon you thought of as one of the legendary performances that the playoffs have seen?
Yeah, it was good for us tonight. And we needed that lift, you know, because we, the last two games have been just flat. And we needed that lift. You know, I just got chills when he got up and the crowd saw that he was going to the scores table. And I know our players fed off of that, the emotions and the energy in the building and having him back. And, I mean, you take any player like Brandon away from my team and bring him back. You take Nash from Phoenix, it will have an impact on you. And, you know, it did tonight when he came back. We'll have to look at it. I talked to Jay and the doctors, see where he's at. But, you know, as I spoke to him just a second ago, he felt fine, no pain. You know, possibly we can increase his minutes. So certainly we're going to look at if we can put him in the lineup.
Thank you.